Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter, and my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that you will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
So I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come and call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front, and the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself, and bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in Symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help. And I hope you'll call Symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution. And Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
Well, good evening, great evening. Welcome to yet another podcast on Root Cause Radio. My name is Bella Marie. It is a pleasure and an honor to be hosting tonight's podcast. We are very excited, not only for the show that we have for you, but also for the information and the resources we have to share with you as well. Root Cause Radio is sponsored by the American School of Symptometry, the only authorized teaching and training arm for Root Cause Therapeutics. And if you are new to our station or new to Root Cause Therapeutics in general, please know that we exist, Root Cause Therapeutics, symptometry exists to address and remove the cause of disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. So very powerful information. We are delighted to be able to share these details with our audience. We cover different health topics every week. And if this is your first time joining us, you will want to save the website rootcauseradio.com in your favorites. Again, that website, rootcauseradio.com. And when you go there, you will access and have see all, not only just our past podcasts on Root Cause Radio. Past topics include prostate cancer, cancer prevention, hair regrowth, recovering from injury. We've even covered autism and Alzheimer's on the air before. You will have access not only to all of those podcasts, but also to the learning tools that are available for you as well. That's right. There are e-courses, many of them free, some of them more advanced, available through the Root Cause Radio website where you can access the information that will help you not only apply the tips that we give on the air, but actually go more in detail. Again, the show is sponsored by the American School of Symptometry, so you can take advantage of the free and low-cost e-courses there, and even look to see if taking the advanced courses at the American School of Symptometry are a better fit for you and your family. These courses are tailored to serve our audience. We know many of you are family caregivers, and so we want the information to be there for you in a way that allows you to apply it right away and protect your family as well. Well, this is the time of year that just about everybody loves, right? Most of the time, we are getting together with family and friends. This holiday season can be a little tough for some of us who have family members or friends that we are not able to spend time in the physical with. However, we still have the option of connecting and reconnecting with others. And what do people do when they connect? They typically connect over food, especially at this time of year, right? So we're excited to be sharing tools and information that will help you. That's right. We will go ahead and help you make your holidays just a little bit healthier. Now, some quick resources that you have available to you on your own, and these are books that can be purchased at Amazon.com. We have Delicious Cooking by Rosalita Narte. We have The Downside of Nutrition Part 1 by Dr. Maxwell Narte. And we also have What to Consume, another book by Dr. Maxwell Narte. So Delicious Cooking is an actual cookbook with recipes and tips and spices in there that you can use. However, The Downside of Nutrition and What to Consume are books for you to use as resources, as they have guides on the health information, and they also have tools and resources to help you when you are grocery shopping, right? So a couple of quick things, a few heads up in terms of meal prep for the holidays. Now, one of the things you're going to want to look for in your ingredients, because, again, ladies and gentlemen, on a previous podcast, we had Dr. Maxwell Narte, the founder of Symptometry, kindly share the role and impact of sugar and its role in advancing many health challenges, right, making them more serious. And cancer was one of the most serious ones covered. So for the holidays, meal prep for the holidays, you are going to want to look out for and purchase ingredients that have no sugar added, okay, preferably no sugar added. We know you'll probably be baking and adding sweetness that way, but when you're buying ready-made products or things to help you move through the kitchen faster, you definitely want to look on the label for no added sugar, right? Either the ingredient label, sometimes it'll say right on the box, okay? And then you're also going to want to check for the artificial sugars and sweeteners that can sometimes be on the label, aspartame, for instance, to keep an eye out for that. Because, again, they can say no added sugar, but you also want to check for the other names that the artificial sweeteners go by. A few things that are incredibly surprising that typically have added sugars are the chicken broths and stocks, as well as bacon. I mentioned the chicken broths and stock specifically because, again, coming up with the holiday season, sometimes we aren't making everything from scratch, and those chicken broths and stocks are a quick go-to to help speed things up in the kitchen. But check to make sure it says no sugar added. You're also going to want to check another thing in terms of the sugar is check your plant-based milks, okay? A lot of people are opting for vegetarian and vegan lifestyles now, and as a matter of fact, for health reasons, especially if you already have sinus challenges or mucus overproduction, symptometry actually recommends rice milk specifically over cow's milk, as well as over nut-based milk, right? Almond milk specifically, but there's also coconut and soy and other plant-based milks. So a lot of these plant-based milks will typically have 2 to 5 grams extra of added sugar, and that's something that you're going to want to be on a lookout for if you have a health condition that is sensitive to sugar, okay? Nut butters are another big one. We already talked about bacon. Ketchup, which, again, is not just used for fries, but with the holiday season, it's sometimes added in, not just for coloring, but in making sauces and so forth. So you're going to want to look out for that in terms of the sources of added sugars, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be very important for the holidays. We also want to give you a few tips, some information, if you will, regarding different benefits and some substitutions that you can use as well. Again, the book I referred to just a moment ago is the book What to Consume. You can get that, if you don't have a copy already, on Amazon.com, okay? You can get that if you don't have that already on Amazon.com. But the reason it's a great resource is because it has substitutions and it highlights other things in there. A lot of people, for example, let's talk about meat, because there are many people who are battling gout, right? And I'll go ahead and go over this because I know not everyone has the same level of understanding or exposure in terms of different health problems. And again, if this is not something you deal with, hooray. However, if you are making food for others, you should still be aware of it because it affects quite a few people. Gout is the joint inflammation that occurs, right, as a result of our red blood cells basically grabbing up the uric acid crystals. So you can think of it of more like a painful arthritis attack because it is attacking the joints, and arthritis also attacks the joints. However, it is arthritis itself and gout are two different issues. However, they both attack the joints. If you are battling gout or someone you or you're preparing food for battling gout, this is a reason that many people choose to go vegan, right? Thinking that avoiding meat completely will help manage their episodes of gout inflammations and the pain that results from that. If you're going to eat meat, what you're going to want to look for is not just organic on the label, but you're specifically going to want to look for grass-fed meat sources. So this or all natural, right, organic meal sources. So this is going to be important for our turkeys, right? We're going to prefer wild turkey, you know, and you can double check the label for organic. If you're choosing Cornish hens for the holiday season, you definitely don't just want to check the label for organic, but you also want to look and read the ingredients to see what else is on there, ladies and gentlemen. You're also going to want to do yourself a favor and consider some alternatives, right? Lamb and goat meat. These two animals are typically free range anyway, and so these would be good sources if you want to double check to make sure what you are consuming is hormone free and free range, looking at the animals and meat sources that are normally wild free range anyway would increase your chances of getting something that is indeed actually organic and hormone-free. And it's a little unconventional to have lamb for Thanksgiving. However, where your health is concerned, you want to do what is best for your health, right? We also have, again, the more substitutions. A lot of recipes will call for confectioners, sugar, and some alternatives to that. Again, agave nectar, or even honey granules. Again, just check for your honey to be organic, if at all possible, to double check for that. You also have the option of other ingredients and substitutions for butter, for example, in your recipes, instead of if you're going to use butter, preferably organic, unsalted butter, right? However, a substitution for butter, especially if you are managing your cholesterol and keeping an eye out for the sources of saturated fat and so forth, instead of coconut oil, ladies and gentlemen, you are actually going to want to use canola oil, okay? And canola oil would even be recommended by Symptometry anyway over olive oil. But let's go ahead and spend a moment on the oils, because I know this is where we have, this is one of the topics that came in from our audience and from our listeners regarding the different sources of information and the different recommendations out there. Okay, so you can do your own research. We definitely recommend that you do. Okay, however, just a few things to get you started off in doing your substitutions and your alterations to the menus. Coconut oil, even though it's recommended by nutritionists for whatever reason, is actually high in saturated fat. Okay, and saturated fat, especially too much of it in our diet, raises the LDL cholesterol levels, typically called bad cholesterol. It raises the LDL cholesterol levels and increases the risk of heart disease. Okay, it increases the risk of heart disease. So even though coconut oil has been shown to boost our good cholesterol, HDL, because of the high amount of saturated fat in coconut oil, that is what makes it not to our advantage, especially when it comes to preventing heart disease and minimizing heart disease risk. So that's an important one to know. That's an important one to know, ladies and gentlemen. And you can check this on your own, right, in terms of doing the substitutions for your recipes. However, what you would want to keep in mind is that butter, typically solid, oil, of course, is liquid, so it's not necessarily a one-to-one ratio. If the recipe is calling for a cup of butter, then you would actually be using 3/4 a cup of canola oil, right? So just a little bit less. And then as you mix and stir it in, double check the consistency of your dough and batter. Ladies and gentlemen, we also have, and again, for this podcast, prepping for the holidays, healthy holiday meals. We are just sharing and highlighting the answers and responses to the questions that you've actually sent in. So this is exciting for us in order to be able to help and support, okay? Another thing that you'll want to keep in mind is that even though we will have so many baked goods around, you still want to have some accessible snacks, right? So when you are buying your fruits and vegetables, even though it does cost a little more, you are going to want to check for not only organic, but also non-GMO, right? So foods that are free from genetically modified organisms, okay? Also, because these fruits and vegetables are sprayed pretty often to advance their shelf life, right? You are going to want to, when you get them, rinse them off before using them. And most people rinse them off anyway. But if you can, add salt. Actually, rinse them off with salt water. That gives you an extra added advantage. I know there are also special vegetable cleaners that will help you take the wax off your vegetables, the coating that can develop from them being sprayed. Celery and green bell peppers are excellent vegetables, especially for people managing their diabetes at home, whether they're using the items from Root Cause Therapeutics or they're using the items for, from a pharmaceutical source, or if they have chosen to manage it on their own because they're only pre-diabetic and they don't have a diagnosis yet. Those two vegetables specifically, the green pepper and the celery, are great to add. So you're going to want to throw them in to any soups or broths or gravies that you're making to add that on for you, ladies and gentlemen. We also have for you in terms of potatoes. Potatoes are sprayed quite often. If you can get the small white potatoes, those are less starchy. Those are less starchy, the least starchy vegetables, which, again, is important for people who are managing their blood sugar levels. It's actually exciting to know the information about starchy foods because mashed potatoes is typically a staple, at least at American dinner tables during major holidays like this and even beyond. So if you can get the potatoes that have the least amount of starch, those would be the small white potatoes versus the giant larger potatoes. I'm not going to mention any brand names there, but you're going to want to look out for that and take advantage of that for your own benefit. And if you do not already have a copy of The Downside of Nutrition or What to Consume, I'll go ahead and share with you that the double burner method, which actually reduces the starch on all starchy foods, potatoes, rice, pasta, is included in those books, right? It's also in the Delicious Cooking book, which is a Symptometry-approved cookbook. But what you want to keep in mind in terms of the reason of the double burner method is, for those who don't know, it's basically when you add water to your starchy food, again, be it pasta, potatoes, rice, after you get that first boil, You're actually going to drain off that water and put fresh water on for it to finish cook. Okay. There are some specifics in the actual recipe guidelines. So you're going to want to get any of those books, The Downside of Nutrition, What to Consume, or The Delicious Cooking Cookbook, if you don't have it already. And you're looking to use dietary and lifestyle adjustments to help manage your blood sugar levels, okay? The double burner method and choosing the lower starch foods will actually also be advantageous for anyone who is battling insomnia, right, the sleep irregularities, as well as energy challenges. You have people who are always reporting conditions of fatigue and mental distress, okay? And if that's the case, one of the things that's challenged, one of the things that's contributing to that, to those symptoms manifesting more often than not, is the body's glucose conversion mechanism not functioning at 100%, okay? And so until you can get that repaired, and that is one of the services offered through Symptometry, but until you get that prepared, you want to be mindful of the high carbohydrate, high starch, and heavy carbohydrate foods that you are taking in so that you don't overwhelm the system, specifically your system, right? And this is important, again, in taking advantage of the information for scientific eating, because it certainly does help you manage and reduce the impact of the symptoms of whichever health condition that you have, okay? Going back to our fruits, some of these are out of season now, right? Mangoes, papayas, pineapple, these are still great fruits to get if you can. If you can have them on hand, a great thing, if you could, would be to eat the papaya, ripe papaya, or ripe mangoes about 15 minutes or so before your actual meal. It's actually a great way to get some soluble fiber in your system, right, which helps with digestion overall. However, those fruits are also good for getting your digestive juices flowing and activating your digestive system before the real food comes in, okay? And you'd also want to keep in mind, especially if you are a person who's battling constipation or irritable bowel syndrome or just even irregular bowel movements, you would want to keep in mind the rules, if you would say, for protecting your digestive system, right? Which would be not drinking water or any beverage during your meal. If you could, drink your water or your beverage either immediately before or either immediately after you drink the mango, you eat the mango or papaya to open up your digestive system. And then when you eat your actual meal, you're going to want to do your best to wait not just after the meal, but at least 30 minutes after the meal so that your enzymes and digestive juices can be as concentrated as possible in breaking down the food, okay, and breaking down the food faster so that it can move through your system. And then, of course, 30 minutes after, go ahead, drink a glass of water, preferably at room temperature, to flush out the system before you add anything else. And again, with it being the holiday season, many people do like to include a glass of wine with dinner or dessert. Oftentimes citing the fact that wine has antioxidants, right, that help boost the body's system, the immune system. However, keep in mind that the wine that we are drinking still needs to be broken down just like the food. And because of the aldol in all alcohol, that takes as many enzymes as two normal meals. So we are, when we drink alcohol either before or during a meal, we're definitely putting ourselves at a disadvantage and not getting all the nutrients that we could be getting out of our meal, which is going to increase the instances of indigestion. It's also going to make constipation more likely, especially if the food and the meals we were eating had cheese in them as well, right? So just a tip there. As usual, as we come close to the end of this podcast, we are going to open it up. So push one if you had a question or a comment. But I just wanted to finish going through these last few tips here. If you are shopping, and your local grocery store does not really specialize in organic or free-range foods, some quick resources for you would be that of Costco. They typically have many organic food options. Kroger has a natural selection. If you have a local health food store, you can certainly take advantage of that. But Target, Trader Joe's, Thrive Market, and Whole Foods are all known for specializing in these organic, natural food selections that will help you, you know, that will help you in your quest for optimal health. The final question that we had in was in terms of looking for some of the things to look out for on the ingredient list, okay? Refined and processed sugars will show up on the ingredient list. We talked about sugars earlier. Again, corn syrup, evaporated cane sugar, maltodextrin, et cetera, those are all some of those refined processed sugars that you'd want to stay away from. You also have preservatives, the major ones, the MSG, right, monosodium glutamate, nitrate, sulfate. You are going to want to check the label for your spices so that you can avoid those items in the ingredient list. There are always alternatives available at any major store, even Walmart. And again, mentioning these are not endorsing one particular company or store over another. However, we are just mentioning these to aid you in your shopping, as these resources are known to have more organic, more free-range options than the others, okay? You want farm-raised fish and meat, free-range, organic, should be on the label. And if you can, when you can, always, 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 always choose to color your food with the natural fruits in the baking process versus the artificial flavoring and coloring. You're also going to want to look, if you're buying artificial flavoring or artificial covering, again, you're going to want to check the ingredient list. Check the ingredient list, triple check it for the additives that would serve as triggers. So if you are the one cooking for Thanksgiving or even Christmas or any other holiday this year, we have Hanukkah, we really have so many, you are going to want to use this podcast, share this podcast. I know we have a lot of caregivers on. Again, if you're looking for recipes, the Delicious Cooking Cookbook would be the Symptometry-approved recipe book that we would recommend for you, and that's available on Amazon. However, and the substitutions that we've shared on the air today, we do hope that your holiday meal planning, your holiday meal prep is much more enjoyable, much less stress-free. Again, you can, of course, message us through the website, rootcauseradio.com, if you have a question that we didn't answer, if you need help or support. And if you are looking for help directly with a specific health challenge diagnosed or just something that you have noticed on your own, right, a pattern that you've noticed on your own, what you would want to do is take advantage of the private, no-cost health consultation. So that number is 708-691-4977. Again, 708-691-4977. 708-691-4977. To get that private, no-cost health consultation, you can also use that number to partner with one of our health coaches who specialize in meal planning and meal prep, if that's what you would rather have. But we are excited to be sharing this information. We are thankful that you gave us the opportunity to share. We are looking forward to our following podcasts, our upcoming shows, about identifying, organizing, and supporting family members or even friends when you notice their health challenges. That's going to be great because I know, again, this time of year is powerful, a powerful opportunity to have those one-on-one conversations about things that matter, like our health. And then other episodes and podcasts coming up include one for working off the holiday pounds. We're excited to have our certified personal trainer, functional movement specialist, coming back on the air with us for a powerful interview and resources, as well as many more shows through the end of the year. Make sure you drop us a comment at rootcauseradio.com if there is a topic that you would like us to cover. And again, remember to go through our archives, the past shows, right there on the homepage at rootcauseradio.com. For your personal health consultation, again, the number you want to call is 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. We are excited to have you with us for the entire show. Thank you for sharing your time with us. We look forward to connecting with you again next week, live, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, at rootcauseradio.com. Thank you, and have a good night, everybody.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.